Well, Russia and China have called for de-escalation on the Korean Peninsula as the UN Security Council holds an emergency meeting to discuss a response to the latest nuclear test by North Korea. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nabenzia warned against any action that would worsen tensions. He said a comprehensive settlement to the issues plaguing the Korean Peninsula is only obtainable through political channels. Chinese envoy Lu Jie also called for a peaceful solution to the crisis, warning that the situation on the Korean Peninsula is deteriorating. He said Beijing will never allow war and chaos in the region. But U.S. envoy Nikki Haley said the Security Council's approach has failed to halt Pyongyang's nuclear threats. Haley claimed that the U.S. does not want war, but warned North Korea that Washington could lose its patience. She called for the strongest possible measures against the North over its hydrogen bomb tests. Crossing over to Norway, joined by author and commentator, Mr. John Stepling. Thanks so much for being with us. So where are we headed with this? Now, you have heard the comments made by various Security Council members and other countries. Where do you think this is leading to?
I think that the United States has a long history with North Korea, with the Korean Peninsula, and going back to the Korean War in '53, in which they destroyed, leveled North Korea, destroyed the entire infrastructure and killed a fourth of the population or more. You know, North Korea has repeatedly offered to solve the tensions diplomatically. They did it under Obama and were rejected. They did it as soon as Trump, as soon as the inauguration, they made overtures to sit down and resolve things diplomatically. Politically, they were rejected. But there's three things to additionally bear in mind. One is all military decisions seem to be in the hands of James Mattis, nicknamed Mad Dog. And it's useful to remember that Mattis got that name because he oversaw the siege of Fallujah, which was one of the most massive U.S. war crimes since My Lai, I think, in which by the end of it, soldiers were taking pictures next to their piles of bodies and as trophies. So this man is not, I mean, he's unhinged. So that's a factor in this. Trump himself obviously knows nothing, and one gets the feeling that his inflated rhetoric and vitriol is sort of serves to cover up or minimize his exposure, lack of knowledge of certain things. So that's dangerous as well. But the third factor is that the U.S. has a vested interest in North Korea being there as a useful enemy. I mean, the reality is North Korea poses no threat. They are not belligerent. They're always described as bellicose and aggressive, and none of that is true. They are simply trying to defend themselves. But the U.S. has 80,000 troops in South Korea. They've sent a nuclear submarine up there. The Carl Vinson Armada is in waters off the coast, very close to Korea. You know, this enemy, villain du jour of, you know, that it has played that role for a long time, North Korea, justifies this massive military presence, which is really, of course, more directed at Russia and China, because everybody knows North Korea is not actually a threat. So, you know, when Trump threatens sanctions against China, this is laughable because it would crash the U.S. economy. Mm-hmm. But remember one other thing, that it was under Obama that these military games, and there were military games just carried out between Japan, South Korea, and the United States, that were meant to simulate a nuclear strike on North Korea. And it was Obama who changed those war games into simulated attacks, mm-hmm, against the presidency. So one wonders what people expect North Korea to do or behave when the provocation is this acute from the West.
And of course, do you agree that the ultimate goal actually is also to prevent the North and South from ever becoming just one country, as we saw what happened in East and West Germany, that the Americans definitely would not want that to happen?
No, they wouldn't. I mean, the status quo is, it would seem perfect for the U.S. I mean, that serves its interests. Of course, there are, you know, variables here, Russia and China, and the U.S. leadership at present, which, as I say, is a little unpredictable.
Thank you so much for being with us. Out of Norway, Mr. John Stepling, author and commentator.